All right, so today we're diving into toddler talk.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, we've got a parent's story, and it's about potty training.
Potty training, always
Oh, yeah.
always interesting.
Yeah, it's a big one. And this one is about language choices, so it should be pretty fascinating.
Language development in toddlers is amazing, really.
Yeah.
Their brains are just like sponges soaking everything up.
Right, and like they're learning so many new words and
Yeah, it's a
phrases.
constant download, you know?
Totally. And at the same time, they're trying to figure out, where and when to use these new words.
Exactly. Like the social rules of language haven't quite clicked in yet.
It's like they have all the tools, but not the instruction manual.
Yeah, a perfect way to put it.
So in this story, the parent's 2-year-old daughter is doing great with potty training.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Right, it's a huge step. But the thing is, every time she goes, she shouts, "A pussy pee. A pussy pee."
Oh,
I
wow.
know, right? And you can tell the parent is super proud of her progress.
Of course. Yeah.
But also a little, unsure about the word choice.
Understandably so.
Yeah, and it's so interesting because it highlights how toddlers can be so clever.
Yeah.
Figuring out this whole potty training thing is a big deal.
It really is. Like, think about it.
Yeah.
They're gaining control over their bodies, becoming more independent.
Exactly. It's a huge leap in their development.
And at the same time, they're still figuring out, what words are okay to say where.
Yeah, so how do we make sense of a 2-year-old using a word like pussy?
Well, we have to remember that at that age, they don't have the same filters as adults.
Right, they're not thinking about all the different meanings and connotations.
Exactly. They hear a word and they associate it with something very specific.
So for this little girl, pussy might just be another word for a body part.
Yeah, just like nose or belly button, no big deal.
And it's not that she's trying to be provocative.
No, not at all. She's just expressing herself with the words she knows.
And it reminds me of those studies about how quickly toddlers can pick up new words.
Oh, absolutely. They're like little word magnets.
Yeah, just hearing something a few times and boom, they've got it.
And then they start trying it out in different situations.
Which brings us back to the parent, right?
Right.
They want to celebrate their daughter's success,
Of course.
but they also want to guide her toward more appropriate language.
It's a tough spot to be in.
It is. So, what would you suggest? How should the parent handle this?
I think the key is to be gentle and positive.
Okay.
Like, instead of making a big deal out of the word choice,
Right. Don't want to make her feel ashamed.
exactly, just model the correct language in a natural way.
So something like, yes, you went pee-pee in the potty.
Exactly, positive reinforcement without making it a negative experience.
It's like subtly redirecting her language without, a lecture.
Exactly. And over time, she'll start to pick up on the appropriate words.
It really makes you think about all the unspoken rules of language that we learn as we grow up.
Right. It's a complex system and takes time to master it.
And for parents, it's all about patience and understanding.
Absolutely. These little ones are learning and growing every day.
And sometimes they're going to stumble along the way.
It's all part of the process.
So to wrap things up,
Yeah.
this deep dive has given us a lot to think about when it comes to toddlers and their language.
For sure.
It's amazing to see how quickly their brains develop.
Yeah, it's incredible.
But it also reminds us that they need our guidance.
Definitely.
And I think for anyone listening, it might make you consider how you talk to the little ones in your life
It's worth thinking about.
about their bodies, about all sorts of things.
Yeah, how do we encourage their curiosity
Right.
while also teaching them the social norms?
It's a delicate balance.
It is, but it's such an important part of their development.
Absolutely. And it's fascinating to watch them grow and learn.
It really is a privilege.
It is. Thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure.
This has been a really insightful deep dive.
Absolutely.
And for everyone listening, keep exploring, keep learning, and remember to be patient with those little language explorers in your life.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Looking forward to it.